creeps, he climbs down the bore and drinks the water there. Then he climbs up and comes out. He climbs down, he holds his hands and his feet onto the walls. He goes into the bore, and he comes up. So that's what a person has to do. The only head that we have to schlep the water out of the bore and to put it on the side, in between the Bein HaPasim, that's only the Tzorach of the Behemoth. Because the Behemoth, we can't let them climb down, they can't climb down the Behemoth. So if the Behemoth, the bottom will make it, you can schlep the water up. It's not like this. They're only matu you to make a pasib roi is to schlep up water. What type of a bore does it have to be there? Of the air mayim chayim, live running water. It has to be a live running well. But if it be a well that wouldn't be live running water, there wouldn't be any heter. Now the kasher is, why not? Vila behemoth are only matu you to give the water to behemoth to drink. Mali chayim, mali mechonosim. What do I care if it's running live water, which is clean water, and that's roi for a person to drink? But if it's only for a behema, what do I care it has to be chayim for? Let it be mechonosim, let it be stam water that was stored there. For the behemas, you're not makbid what type of water to give. So here you see, even for an adam, it's mutter to drink the water. And that's why we're only matter when you have nice clean water. Sidrashi, Yilashi, and the Gemara, dina nidi dechazil yodim. Our koponim, the water still has to be roi for an adam to drink also. Even though the yitzi heter was a tzorach behema, but the Rabbanim will only make it if you have clean water there, running water, that even a person could drink. Rashi says, Midi dechaz liyodom, tivan demayim, mishav yulo mechitza, since it's because of the water that the Rabbanim said these mechitzas help to the talpa to carry there, bina mayim chashuvim. Abizor, you have to have clean water, you have to have chashuv water. So Taiz says, two pshotim, one pshan Taiz is, yeshleima, shim dola letzarech behemov, and ishtai lisham harshorim liyodom. Shot is, once you schlep up the water for the behemoth, if you have leftover water, then avada, the person is allowed to drink it. So that's why metchilu we want the water to be roi for another mortal. Then Tzai says another pshat, inami. Tzai says, hodi yalmina loyhutru el utzorach behemoth tainu chilas hatikin. At the beginning, the rabbanim were only makol to schlep up the water for the behemoth. Avo bishechva nisakin. Once the rabbanim gave the kula utzorach behemoth, surely after utzorach adam mechatchila. Who are then now you're allowed to schlep up the water even with Tzorach Adam, Ledalis. So therefore, that's why the water still has to be roi for Adam. Even though Matilah Tatakona wasn't Tzorach Adam, but now once they made the Takona, a person is also allowed to drink the water. Therefore, they want you to have nice clean water that even an Adam could also drink from. Right. Gufa. Loihutru pasib rois elo lebehema bovad. They're only matu you to schlep up the water from the bore and to put it on the side if your behemoths have to drink. Avolodom, for a person himself, Rabbanim wouldn't have made this takona. Why not? Because a person has the eighth of metafes for yoyla, let him climb up, metafes for yoyla, let him climb down. Now the person could climb down into the bore and drink the water and then climb up again. So for the Adam alone, the Rabbanim did not have to make this heter in order to schlep the water up with these coolers of pasib rois. What about the imhoyu rechovim? Let's say the well was a very wide well that it's not possible for the adam to climb down. Then avad afilu yodim nami. Then avad even metchila, the adam is allowed to make these pasib rois that he could drink the water also. It's because in a wide well he can't climb down. So avad is a tzarech of an adam to drink the water also. So in such a case, avad is mutim metchila to schlep the water up to give it for the adam to drink. Right. Well, and here's the brayso now we had before. A person should not schlep up this water from the bore and give the water, like hold the pitcher in front of the animal, that the animal should drink the water from his pitcher. Avo, what's the yetzah? Let him schlep up the water, fill up a pitcher of water, and he has to spill the water in front of the thaf, in front of the behemoth. That's the yetzah. And then the behemoth goes and drinks it by himself. That's like the Gemara we had before. That you have to just schlep up the water and throw it into the ovus and let the behema drink it meleh. For the Gemara Maskevlo Ravonin, im came, if that's the pshat, ma hoililoi pasib birois, what did the pasib birois help you? Hey, if you can't feed your animal directly, what does it help you, the pasib birois, what can you do? For the Gemara, what kind of kasher is this? Ma yoilo, what are you asking? What did the pasib birois help us? lemalos mehem. Our koponet helped us that without these pasib rois, without the mechitzes, the bor is rishus yochid. It wouldn't be allowed of a klal schlep up the water and put it down on the side of the bor, because on the side of the bor is rishus rabin. So what did the rabbanon do? They said, put up these dalad diyumdim there and make it the whole outside area rishus yochid. Now you're allowed to schlep the water out of the bor and put it down on the side. So what the rabbanon gave a kula that once you're allowed to schlep up the water from the bor onto the side, you could throw the water into the yovus and then the behemoth drinks from it. So how did it still help you? They gave you coolness that you're allowed to step up the water. Without the pasuk brois, you can't step the water at all. So what do you ask Makasha, my hoilu, what did the rabbanon help us? They helped us a lot. So the Mora Ella, the time is like this, Ella, my hoilu, roisha, brubai, shapara. What does the Mishnah say we had before the brisa? That it's only mutter if you have the roisha, brubai, of the pora inside the pasuk brois, and if you don't have it, you're not allowed to feed him. Like, why not? If you're telling me you're not allowed to hold the bucket in front of the pora anyway, so there's no gzerum that maybe while you're feeding him, the pora will go outside. Because bechlal, you're not holding the bucket in front of the behemoth. All you're doing is just throwing the water into the ovus, and the behemoth drinks it by itself, so there shouldn't be any takono that you have to have roish of rubai, the pora, inside the menopausum. No, you just throw the water into the ovus. And now if the behemoth comes and drinks it by itself, I don't care where the behemoth is standing. Hey, how come there's a takono that vadafka roish of rubai, the pora, has to be inside the menopausum? Like Mishleim, if you're holding the bucket when he's drinking, it's a good gzera. Because if the Rosh Ruba is not inside, we're afraid maybe the behemoth will walk two steps backwards and he'll go outside the Bein HaPasim and you'll take the bucket of water and follow him. And you'll be metalta from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But if you're telling me you're not allowed to hold the bucket at all, you just have to throw the water into the Avis. So what's the whole gzera? Have the Gemara on Rabbaya, what we had before, Hoche B'mayas Kinen. What is this Christ talking about that it says you're not allowed to hold the bucket? It doesn't mean every case. Avad, in a normal case, you are allowed to hold the bucket of water when the animal is drinking from it. That's in a normal case. Here, that the Braita says you're not allowed to hold the bucket of water, Hoche B'mayas Kinen, B'Evos Ho'oimed B'Shus Rabin. We're talking about this Evos, the trough, which is standing in between the Bein HaPasim, and it goes into the Shus Rabin. Gavoya Asarov Reichev Abo. That the Evos itself has a Shem Shus HaYochid. The Mechitzas are 10 Tfochim high, and it's Dalet by Dalet Tfochim. One side of the Avis, like in picture we have 26, one side of the Avis goes inside the Bein HaPasim. And that's the Gzeira. That here, like we had before, that you can't hold the bucket and let the behemoth feed, drink from it, because here we're afraid maybe he'll want to fix the Avis and he'll walk outside to Rishus Rabin holding the bucket, and then he'll bring it back inside again, he'll be over near the Raisa. So only in such an Avis is it also to hold the bucket of water. But in a normal case where the parah comes inside to the Bein HaPasim, and a chanami attacker allowed to hold the pitcher when the animal is drinking, and that's why the din is, you badafka need Rosh Brubay or the behemoth to be inside Bein HaPasim, not to have the gzer, maybe you'll follow him outside. Omer Rav Yimiya Baraba, Omer Rav, ein burgenin bebovel. There's no het of a burgenin in bovel. Burgenin we had before was the halacha from Tchum Shabbos. Outside the city, you're only allowed to walk up Pai Mama. What's called outside the city? If within 70 amos of the city, you have a burgenin, that's a little hut, that the shomrim sleep in when they watch the fields, that's also called a house, and it's the star to the city, like you have in picture 28. You have a little hut outside the city, so even though the city ends here, if within 70 amos outside the city, you have a little hut, it's called the Tchum Shabbos goes until the hut, and you have now a payimama further outside the hut. That's called burgenin. Little places that Hashem sleeps. So he said, Allah, in Bovel you don't have this. Omar Rav, ain't burgenin a Bovel. In Bovel you don't have the heter that if you have a burgenin outside the city, to inspire for to the city. Like Rashi said, we'll soon see the time, why not? Rashi, ain't burgenin a Bovel. The Yom of the Kate said, Marovin, we'll see later on, im hoyo burgenin chutz liir, v'toich ayin amo, if it's within 70 yamas to the city, v'shirayim a little bit more, misabrinimo, it's considered part of the city, we don't count the tchum from the end of the city, but we count the tchum from the end of this burgenin. It like extends the city, goes as far as the burgenin is. What are these burgenin? Those are sukkos, little huts, shoyis and shomri ir, that the people that watch the city sleep there. Vienna dava kavua, it's not a dava kavua. Now come Reb Yimya, danach burgenin in the bovel, kleimar, vien misabrim im ir. Like we'll soon see in Bovel, there are a lot of floods of water, so the water comes like knocks down the hut, So the hut has no chshivas at all. Therefore, in Bavel, you can't count these burgundy, these small huts outside the city to extend the city. No, we don't look at it. The city, the tchun starts at the end of the city itself. Vayta v'loy pasib royis b'chutz loretz. And chutz loretz means outside Eretz Yisrael and outside Bavel, there's no het of pasib royis. We'll soon see why not. Now, burgundim b'bavel loy, in Bavel you can't use the outside huts to make the Tchum Shabbos longer, the Shchich is Bidki. Because it's very Shchich to have floods of water come, and they knock down these huts, so it has no Shivas, this hut. The Burgundin has no Shivas in Bavel. What about Pasib Royis B'chutz Loretz? Loi? Why did he say there's no Het, there's no Din to have Pasib Royis in Chutz Loretz? Why not? Why didn't Rabbanin give you this Kula? The Teretz is Lo Shchich in the Sifta. The Poshet. Ashton's in Bavel, or even Chutz Loretz, they didn't go early regal. So you don't have the heter of going to the regal. So the Zoy, why in Bavel is a mutter? It's mashman chutz loretz, Rashi says, means chutz from Bavel. Hey, in Bavel you are allowed to make pasib royis, but in chutz loretz you're not. What's the difference? In Bavel also they didn't go to the regal. The Torah says, lav dafko el regal. Anytime you go to the Dvar Mitzvah, the Rabbanu will make it. See, in Bavel, the Shkiach Mesifta, they had yeshivas. The Talmid Chacham used to travel from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. So when they were traveling to yeshivas, the Rabbanu also gave this kula of pasib royis. Mashenken chutz loretz, es l'shchiach mesifton, they don't travel to yeshivas, so there most of the traveling is only a reshus. When you start taking a reshus, there the Rabbanim didn't give you a heter of pasib royis. So drashid l'shchiach mesifton, liyas tamidim holchem yil ir, lil my Torah, to say that the tamidim are traveling to the yeshivas to learn Torah. O pasib royis at drashid l'hutru elu liyelu l'golim, u l'kiyetzib hin. He's loved after mamash elu regal, anything l'dvar mitzvah, shohokh l'dvar mitzvah. So in Bavel, they used to go to yeshivas. Masheik and Chutzlaretz, there's no yeshivas, so there's no heter of pasib royis. So more avalitcho avdinen. But the opposite way around, you do. That means in Bavel, you could have pasib royis, and in Chutzlaretz, you could have burgenin. Because in Chutzlaretz, there's no shchichi maya, there's no floods of water, so then we can be sandwich on the burgenin. Ika the army, something like this. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Omer Rav. Ain burgenin u pasib royis. He said both of them are no good. You can't use these outside huts to marach, to extend the limits of the city. Who are then u pasib royis do not help. Loi bebovel, not in bovel, v'loi bechutz loretz. In either places can you use a pasib royis or could you use the burgenin? Now why not? So mar burgenin bebovel loi teshrichi bitka. That's what we had before. In bovel you can't use these outside huts, because since there are floods of water, it knocks them down. It's not tvua, you can't use it. But chutz loretz nami, what's wrong with chutz loretz? There's no floods. Why can't you use the burgenin? The Torah says, the shchichi ganvi. There are a lot of ganovim going on in chutz loretz. So maybe nobody sleeps outside in the burgenin. So it's not called the beis dira. So drashi, the shchichi ganvi, the ganvi lhu, people rob a lot. Hilkach lechashiv uliyaz batin. Maybe nobody sleeps outside in the fields in chutz loretz. So those burgenin, this hut, is not called the place dira. It's not called the makam dira. Therefore, you can't be marach the city because of the burgenin. So therefore, in chutz loretz also, it's no good. Right, the pasib royis bebovel loy. Why can't you use pasib royis in bovel? The kashri is the mesiftas in bovel. They used to go learn Torah. So chur there's a tzorich mitzvah. The teretz is this sheet holds the shchichi maya. In bovel, there's a lot of water all over. So mel was so hetter to make pasib royis, that there's not enough water. You're going to have to schlep the water out of the boris. No, in Bavel there's plenty of water all around. You don't have to schlep the water out of the bar. You'll find plenty of other places that the animals could drink from. Shrash de shchichi maya. V'loi hutru pasib royis ela lamokoim shetzrichin megishomim lechansan blishtes mehem. Yika doichik. They're only marked you in a place where your mamash have to fetch water. Mashenken in Bavel there's a lot of water. Here they didn't have any takon of pasib royis. Vayta b'chutz loretz namiloy l'shchichi mesifta. In chutz loretz you can't use pasib royis that we have before, because there's no l'dvar mitzvah there. Therefore, there's no heter of pasib royis. The mara omar le Rav Chisda l'mori brei the Rav Huna brei the Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. So Chisda said over to him, Amri, they say, they told me over that asisu mi banash l'vei k'nishta de Daniel, that he told me that you walked on Shabbos from Barnash to the Beit Knesset of the Daniel. You went to the Beit Knesset that was the Daniel. To Heve, how far was this outside Banash? How far was this outside the city? It was Tlosser Pasoi Bishavata. You went three Pasois on Shabbos. in the Chura, the Kashrut is outside the Tchum Shabbos. I was like, how can you walk so far on Shabbos? Rashi, Shemati Shoim Rim Aleichem, Shatem Boyim Ibanish, you walked from Banish, Lebeik Nish to is the kasha, how did you walk so far on Shabbos? Who are you walking out of the Tchum Shabbos? So yesterday, Amaisam Chisu, what were you saying to walk out of the Tchum Shabbos? Are Bugnin, the who you were saying on these huts that are outside the city, since they're within 70 yamas from the city, you could extend the Tchum Shabbos. Of the kasha, Omer Ahuah the Ahuah, I, the father of your father, said, Mishmei the Rav, ain't burgnim above them. Said, above them, you can't be samech on these huts. On these burgnim, since the water comes and knocks them down, you don't use them, you can't be samech on them. So why did you use them? The teretz was, Nofek, he went outside. The achvulein, he showed him. Hanu masvosa, he showed him these little, the more than stam huts. They were like ruined houses. Hanu masvosa de mavloyin, b'shivim ama b'shirayim. That were houses that were knocked down, but the walls, the mechitzas were still there, that are within 70 yamas of the city. And since at one time it had a shame house, even though now the house is ruined, but I call upon over the house, three mechitzas, it still could be used for a burgundin. And this helps here, the water can't ruin this. So Drashi Mesvasa, Ayorois Charevis, there were cities that were choruv. Venishru Shah Mechitzais Minabatim, and the mechitzas of the houses still stood out. Like a picture 29. Like he looked outside the window and he showed them Barnash is all the way on top and he walked all the way outside because there were still houses. Mechitzes are houses all along. The Amrin and Hossam, the Perakates Maravim, we'll see later in the Masechta that Nofesh lo Nifrit Sodaino Matsevas Kever Mesavras in Irem. We have a piece Shein Abayis Mamish. As even though now you don't live there, but since at one time it was a house and three mechitzes are still there. Or else some sheetahs we'll see later in Halacha, if you have two walls left over and the tikra, the gag, is still there, that's also enough. So the kids, he wasn't stam semech on burgnim, he was semech on good mechitzes. So Melo, that's why he was able to walk so far from Banish to the Beik Nishta of the Nil on Shabbos. Right, we'll see more halachas about this later on in the Masechta. So the Mar Amar Rav Chizda, Dorash Mori Bar Mar. My dichsev, what does the Pesukim tell him say? L'chol tichla ru'isi keitz. His every purpose, I saw an end to it. Rechova mitzvos chamoid. But negeya to the purpose of the mitzvahs, it's too wide, I didn't see any end to the purpose of the mitzvahs. Is dova ze omru dovev loy pirshu. Dova the Melech said this, and wasn't the parish what he meant. He didn't say how wide the Torah is. Omru Iyov said the same statement like, v'loy pirshu also didn't explain how wide is the Torah. Omru Yecheskel, v'loy pirshu. Yecheskel also said something just like this, and he also didn't explain himself. At Shabbos Zechariah ben Adoy, o pirshu. And so Zechariah came and he explained what does it mean, how wide the Torah is. So Drashi l'chol tichla risi keitz. The Seif called over Yesh Keitz. Everything has an end to it. Lim Tzai Seif, to find the end of the Zach, whatever you want to do, there's an end to it. Abo mitzvos chor rechova miyoid, v'en keitz la tichla shaloh. There's no end to the mitzvahs to the Torah. Le Pirsa Jirashi Eza Ketura. He wasn't a farish, how wide is the Torah itself? Yeah, until Zachari came he explained it. What does this mean? Omru David Vle Pirshu. Tirsid, because David Melech said until him, Lechoil Tichla Ruisi Kates, Rukhova Mitzvoscha Miyoid. And the mitzvahs are very fine and far away. He didn't explain how far it is. Omru Iyov said the same thing Vle Pirsha Tirsiv. Arucha meyeretz mida, like arucha, like the Torah is wider than you can measure the Eretz, the whole world. Or rechava mineyom, it's more wider than you can measure the whole ocean. But he didn't say how wide it is. Omru Yecheskel lepirsh. Yecheskel also spoke about this and also didn't explain it. The Yechsev says in Yecheskel, the yifresh oisolofonai. It was spread out in front of me. The Ksuva and the Torah was written. Parash Tofone Rashi says, means Megillah's Torah Shabbapeh Ru. They showed him a Megillah of Torah Shabbapeh. And what was it? The Ksuva Ponim B'yocher was written in front and back. The Chosiv Eliyahu, and it was written inside it. Kinim, we'll soon see, Vohegia, Vohi. We'll soon see what these are. Kinim, what does it mean it was written inside this Torah Shabbapeh? Kinim, Zu Purunoisan Shel Tzadikim Boilamazir. It speaks about that tzaddikim get pronius, gets the punishment in this world. V'cheinu v'ayim, another pasuk says in Yecheskel, kino hi v'koinonu. So kino is a lashon of getting yoinish. Weiter, wo hege, what does vehege mean? Zuman tzchorin shot tzaddikim. It's a lashon simcha, Rashi says. Vehege lashon simcha. It was written in the Torah Shabbat Peh, the ending of simcha. What's the simcha? That tzaddikim will get their schar, lost love, and Elam Abod will get their schar. Okay, Omer, like it says in the pasuk, Olai higoyim bechinor. Lashon higoyim means being happy, you sing in bechinor, the lashon of simcha. Vohi, what does it mean, vohi? Zui pronoisan shal rishoyim losed lovi. That the rishoyim, they get their schar in this world, and they get their oinish, they get their gehenim losed lovi. V'chein uvayim, another pasuk says, hoiva al hoiva tovoi. Punishment on punishment will come. Ad shebo zechaye ben odoy pirshon. So zechaye came, and he explained exactly how wide the Torah is. The Yechseva says in Zechariah, Vayomer Elai, Mo Atarayah, they asked me, what did I see? Vayomer, and he said, Aniroya, I see Megillah Ofer, I see a Megillah folded over, it means the Torah was folded over. Orko Esrim, it was 20 Yamis long, Va'ama, V'roch V'Esr B'Yama, and it was 10 Yamis wide. That's how much a Sefer Torah was. Like you have in picture 31. The Metchila one was folded over, it was 20 Yamis long, and 10 Yamis wide. Now the chiposharato, when you open it up, this is when it's folded over. If you open it up like picture 32, it comes out heavy lo esrim besrim. Comes out to be 20 yamis by 20 yamis. Uksiv, now it says before in the pasuk, hiksuva pon v'yocher. It was written on the front side and the back side. Like the cloth was a thick cloth, it was written on both sides. When you unfold it like picture 33, you want to slit it down the half to make it like one long sheet. So all the sides should be on one side, like picture 34. If you want to collapse it, if you want to peel it in half, like to make the one long piece, come heavy, how long does it come out? Arboyim b'yesim. Comes out to be 40 long by 20 wide. That's how much you get this sefer, that Zechariah you saw. It was 20 by 40 yamas. Now, in Yeshayo, it says, Mimodad b'sholoi. Who could count? B'sholoi means his hands. Mayim, the water. The Shemayim Bezeris Tikin. And the Shemayim was done Bezeris. Azeris. What is the Shemayim? Rashi, Shemayim Bezeris Tikin means Midas Olam. The world is Chatziyama a Chatziyama. That this whole world is considered like a Chatziyama. He's Bisham. Yeah. Now, the Sefer Torah is called what? It's called 40 Yamis by 20 Yamis. And how big is the whole world? It says, B'Shamayim means the whole world. Hashem created the world. B'Zeris Tikin. He created the world with a Zeris. So Rashi learns, Zeris is Midas Olam. How big is this world? That's only called a Chatzi Yama. It's only a Chatzi Yama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Amis, the whole world is considered a Chatzi Yama, a Chatzi Yama. If the Pasuk says that in the Eivishtis Amis, the Torah is called 40 Yamis by 20 Yamis. That's how big the Torah is. And the world in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Amis is only half of an Amma. Or Zoi, how big is the Torah? Kineged the whole world. Nimtza, kol olam kuloi echad. The whole world is only one. Mishloishes alpayim, 3,000, or masayim b'Torah. 3,200 of the Torah. Because if you take 40 by 20, we're saying now the whole world is only half of an Amma by half an Amma. So take 80 by 40. Times 80 by 40, you get 3,200. So that's how you have the cheshbon that the world, the Torah is 3,200 times bigger than the whole world. Because the world is considered a half of an Amma. And the Torah is considered 40 by 20 Yamis, which comes out to be 80 by 40 is 3,200. That's the cheshbon. Yeah, so that's how big the Torah is, bigger than the world. Exactly what this means, we don't know, but that's the godless of the Torah, how much bigger the Torah is than the world. Toys has other gears. Toys has some gears that say that a Zeris is only a third of an Amma. And according to him, then there'll be a different Cheshbin. But if you read the way Yahweh Gemara says, the Rashi has it, the Cheshbin is that that the Zeris is the half of an Amma, and come to say the world is 1/3,200 of the Torah. That's how much bigger the Torah is than the world. Right. The Yom Rav Chizda, Dorish Mori Bamar. My Yisib, what does the Pasuk say? V'nei Shnei Dudoy Yitain. We have two baskets of figs. Mu'adim lufna Heichel Hashem. They're prepared in front of Heichel Hashem. Hadud Echo Tainim Toivis. One basket has good figs. Miyoid. Kitaini Habchoris. Like the figs you bring.